Alright, so I'm just on the way back from Stamford Bridge after our 0-0 draw. As usual, I record my thoughts pretty much soon after the game. I always give myself a bit of time just to clear my head because I think sometimes I'm a bit irrational straight after a game. I'll start from the start, which is useful. The lineup, when I saw it, I wasn't surprised. Sanchez, as we all know, hasn't been playing a lot. Played 90 in midweek, so probably didn't have another 90 in him. So I thought that was pretty much fair enough that he didn't start. I know a lot of people at the start would have wanted something different, but it is what it is. Apart from that, I thought it was pretty much the strongest we had available, our selection. Mustafi was very good in the centre of the back three last week, and that's where he continued. More on to the performance. I see a slight problem with Arsenal in that I think we have a team that's very good, set up very well to defend, but isn't too threatening, and that's the team we play today with Welbeck and Iwobi pressing very high and hard and quickly on their centre backs and also wing backs. The problem with that is neither of them two are very creative. They're never going to score a lot of goals or make a lot of assists. The alternative to that is Ozil and Sanchez, and it's the exact opposite. There is no work rate or sensible press. I think Ozil, they both work hard, but in a very different way, and it doesn't quite fit the job required. But we're a million times more dangerous with them too. So it's going to be a tough balance because, say, against the small teams, it's easy. You play the Sanchez and the Ozils. The problem is the team we play today is more suited for the big games. But if Sanchez goes and scores 10 in a row and before we play City, how can you then drop him and say, and this team is more suitable for a challenge against a big side? It's a difficult one. We're going to have to try and find some form of balance to combat that, because it is like two very different sides, and them two rotating, them two players or them two positions changes a lot of things. On the whole, I was very, very impressed with today. I thought we was very good. We were solid, we was tough, we were strong in the tackle. We moved the ball quite well. We didn't create as much as I would have liked. We still had a fair few chances. They made some chances as well. I thought we started very slowly. I think that might have been a confidence issue. And then after 10 or 15 minutes, I think that confidence came back, because it was like, oh, we're actually not going to get blown away today. We are a good side. And from then on, I thought we was pretty good. And I think a draw was probably a fair result on reflection. But I don't think there would have been any arguments if we won, really. Coming out of the ground and speaking to a lot of Chelsea fans, and they were very impressed by us, and as they all said, if anyone was going to win, it was us, even before the red card. On that red card, from my angle, I had a perfect view. I say this every week, I never watch replays back before I do these, so I can bring you the emotion from the game and what we saw from the stands. I'm like the ref. I don't have the benefit of replays from a multitude of different angles, slow motion and whatnot. So I call it as I see it. The red card looked like an absolute disgrace of a tackle. From my angle, you see it all the time where a player overruns the ball and they lunge to try and recover it. But he was high, he was running at speed, so the tackle was hard. I've seen online that people saying it shouldn't have been a straight red, and it possibly was only a yellow. But from my angle, we knew as soon as the tackle went in, we knew it was a red card. We didn't need to wait for the ref to put the card up. It looked that clear from where I was. So, I mean, I may see that back later and be wrong about it, but that's the view we had from the stands. On to individual player performances. Aaron Ramsey was absolutely sensational. I looked at Clock End Talk just after the game as I was walking back to the car, and I saw someone had done a poll saying, obviously, who was man of the match, and the four options were, I think, Koscielny, Xhaka, Kolasinac and Ramsey. Probably four of our better performers, so I wouldn't argue with the selections, but at that time Ramsey had 60%, and I can't see how it was that low. I thought he was head and shoulders above everyone else. I thought he was one of the best single performances I've seen from an Arsenal player in a long, long time. It was complete. He'd done everything. He was up and down. He attacked well. He'd done his job defensively. I thought it was an outstanding performance, and I'm very shocked that only 60% of people... As I said, I've not seen it back, so maybe when I see it back, I'll see something different. But I was very surprised to see that, to be honest. I thought it was very clear-cut. Kolasinac, I thought, was good without being spectacular. I think he's, at the moment, he's got the joy of he's our new player, so he's getting immense backing with everything he does. He wasn't bad by a long stretch of imagination. I just don't think he was outstanding. I think it was another 7-8 out of 10 performance, which is obviously very good, but I think people are going slightly over the top about him because he's new and he is exciting with his style of play being very strong and whatnot. A lot of people, and I see a lot of this on the Twitter timeline actually, saying, oh, they don't want to see Monreal in our defence. He's an awful player and whatnot. I don't really get where people get that from. He's so consistent. He's Mr. Reliable in a sense. He's never going to be spectacular, but he's always good. Like, it's very, very rare he has a bad game. I thought he was controlled today. The thing is, you kind of need a fullback. If you're playing a back three, you need two out-and-out centre-backs and a fullback, because you need someone that doesn't mind being dragged wide, because that is going to happen occasionally, and is also comfortable on the ball, which fullbacks tend to be, because they're now usually attacking outlets. So I think the criticism of Nacho is a bit harsh at times. And again, I thought he was solid today without being spectacular. All of you will know that have listened to me semi-regularly ramble on about Arsenal. I'm not a big Mustafi fan, but I thought he was excellent today. He made one or two wrong decisions, but very small, very minor. You can't expect the player to make every decision right at all times. But I thought he was very good, solid defensively. Good header for his disallowed goal. I've heard he was offside. It was difficult to see in the ground, but I thought he had a very, very good all-round performance. And if it wasn't for Ramsey, Mustafi would have been my man of the match, to be honest. Koscielny was solid. I don't think he was spectacular. I don't think he was really called to do much, to be honest. A few recovery tackles. He done very well to get back at Pedro early on when Cech made the save from him. From memory, it seems so long ago now, I don't think he actually got a touch on the ball, but his presence definitely, I would count that as like a goal saving tackle, even though he probably didn't touch the ball. So on that he done very well, but I mean, I wouldn't be putting him in a man of the match bracket. I thought everyone done well. I thought Lacazette was a bit quiet. It's difficult with him. I think he is fast becoming one of the players. He links up nicely. The miss looked horrendous, but it was down the other end of the pitch, so I may be being a bit harsh, but from what I've read, I'm not. It looked like he should have scored. And that's it. Hector was Hector. He had some very, very good moments, which we've not seen a lot of recently. He did also have some ridiculous moments. Again, not costly, so you can forgive the ridiculous moments when they're in non-dangerous positions. Again, he looked better going forward than he did defensively, which is probably a worry, seeing as we're generally better going forward than we are defending. And if you say one area of our game needs to improve, it'd be defensively. But it wasn't a bad performance from him. It wasn't, to be fair, I couldn't single anyone out as being poor. I thought everyone played their part. I'm not sure what's been said on the Welbeck injury, but it was right in front of me and he was holding his groin. If it is a groin strain, he'll probably be out for 2 to 3 weeks. In a way, that gives Wenger less of a headache, because it means Sanchez comes back in sort of no questions asked. Welbeck, for me, was pretty much cementing his place in the team with the way... I know that his finishing is never going to be brilliant and people are always going to moan about that, but his style of play is so important to us. It helps us so much defensively that I think he's pretty much cementing the first team place the way he was playing, and it was going to be quite difficult to dislodge him. So the injury could do Wenger's job for him in a sense. On Wenger today, I thought he got it spot on. Every change was at the right time. He'd done the right thing. The starting lineup was bang on. And as we know, as a fan base, we love to hammer Wenger when he's wrong. So I would like to see some credit where it's due today, because I thought he'd done everything. Every decision was right. There was a lot of people around me saying it was a missed opportunity. And it potentially was. As I said, we could have gone to win the game because of how well we played. But I think it was important not to lose with the run we've been on against the bigger sides, and obviously with Chelsea being the champions, it's a big statement going there and playing that well. It would have been nice to win, but I think at the start of the game we'd have bit anyone's hand off for a 0-0 or any form of draw. So saying it's a missed opportunity, well, of course whenever you drop points it's a missed opportunity, but I don't think it should be seen as a negative. Thought the ref was pretty good. I've gone on record as saying I think he's the best ref in the league, and from what I saw today, nothing's changed my mind. Just one other thing I'd like to point out before we end this is Wenger's record over Conte is exceptional. People always dig him out for not having the best records in the big games, but since Conte's been in England, he's lost, I think, five games now in the league, and one of them was to us. He doesn't drop many points at home, and we've got a draw out of them today. He obviously beat him in the FA Cup final. Out of five games, we've actually had one loss against the champions that were clearly the best team in the league last year and are going good pace at the start. They're not the pace setters Man City and Man United are, but they're going a good pace, and we've stopped them again. Bear in mind, they've already dismissed Everton like they were a bunch of schoolboys, and they've beaten Tottenham away. So, people aren't going to start calling Conte a bad manager because he's got a negative record against Wenger. Again, I'm just trying to get out that as much as I criticise Wenger as much as most people, but I'm very, I would say, biased and balanced with it. So credit where it's due. I think tactically it showed at half-time that Conte thought he'd been outdone and changed it. He changed the shape at half-time. So for people to say that Wenger doesn't set up to play the specific opposition, I would agree generally, but I think today he did exactly that. I think he picked that team with Chelsea in mind, which I wish he'd done more of, but today I think he'd done that. A few people before the game were calling to go four at the back. It was never going to happen. Against Chelsea, you have to match them up, because if you go four at the back, they obviously play three up front, essentially, with a striker, and today it was William and Pedro started just off them. And their wing-backs attack so much that if you've got a back four, it's almost like they've got five on four on your defenders. It's like they've got an overload every time. So you have to match them up. I don't think many teams will beat them with a back four. You could argue Burnley done it, but Chelsea went down to 10 men, so they themselves had a back four. As I said, I think today the credit goes to Wenger, the credit goes to Aaron Ramsey. I think if Paul Pogba performed like that, he'd get given Player of the Year now. I thought Ramsey was exceptional today. That's just my overview of today's game. Let me know what you thought. Let me know if anything I've said was wrong, whether it's something that you saw from watching the game or some replays have proved me wrong, because as I said, I've not seen it. So leave a comment. We're going to be recording a podcast tomorrow. We're going to be looking back on both the Köln game and obviously today's game, and looking ahead to the Doncaster fixture in the League Cup, where we will definitely see more of Jack Wilshere and Reece Nelson. Keep tuning in. Thanks for all the follows, the comments, the likes, the retweets. They all go down appreciated. We try and interact as much as possible, because we're just like you. We love talking about football. So thanks for being our audience, and thanks for joining in. Have a good weekend.